Now, there's one final piece to this puzzle, too. Listen when Rick turned the tables on fraudulent Dave Rothenberg. You ready? Here.
If it was the Giants, you'd have a different answer.
Well, that's different.
Yep. Oh, well, exactly right. The Islanders are my favorite team. So if I told you, same situation, it's the Giants, replace Rangers with Giants. If they win Week 16, or now Week 17,
but
they win.
But that's different.
No, it's not different. It's the same exact thing.
But you're not close with it. All right.
It's the exact same thing.
So you're choosing the Islanders solely because you love them more. If it was even playing field, who would you choose?
It's not even playing field. That wasn't the question. So you answer the questions. Giants can clinch the division in Week 17 as opposed to play on the road in Week 18. Who are you taking?
What do you mean against what? What's the other side of it? The Knicks?
The exact same situation, yeah. Knicks win tonight.
I would choose the Giants.
Okay, so there you go. There's your answer.
But that's different.
What, you don't trust the Giants to win Week 18 on the road?
Yeah, but I would choose
You don't
the
trust them?
I would choose the Giants 50 times over there. I would choose the Knicks.
And I wouldn't pick the Islanders? I played for the Islanders.
So?
I wouldn't pick the Islanders every single time?
Yeah, but you still have a game to fall back on, the Game 7.
So do you. You got Week 18 to fall back on.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Well, exactly. I'm not doing it either.
No, you should.
I get a chance to knock the number one seed out. I'm knocking them out, especially because I go on the road.
Makes a little more sense now, huh? Let's bring in Rick DiPietro, one of my favorite people on the planet. And you could hear him on DCR from 5 in the morning till 8 in the morning right here on 98.7. Rick, I always have your back. I want you to know that.
Michael, I appreciate that. That's why I love you. These guys don't get it. I mean, Don, oh, you're so loyal to Rick. I mean, how many times have you, as management, that decides to text you for what reason? They have my phone number. They can text me if they want me to come on the show. Said, if Don goes, I go. There is no K-Show without Don LaGreca. I mean, that for me is loyalty right there.
That's right.
That is. But I think it's odd that he would defend a point you didn't even make.
Well, because he knows that I wouldn't make such a stupid point. I wouldn't make a point that's that absurd. I understand the percentages and everything else. And then you got to discount, oh, I know he played, but I mean, how would he know? Look at the statistics. Look at 93%.
No, because oh, okay. I was analyzing the point. Well, I'm not playing favorites. I'm not just going to blindly agree with you if I disagree with your point. But that wasn't even the point you were making.
Exactly right. It was not the point I was making. I was asked a question by Dave, and in my opinion, he said, "What would you rather tonight?" Now, obviously, I would like both. But he said, "Would you like the Knicks win, or would you like the Islanders to win?" And I said, "Well, give me the Islanders because now I'm closing out the series." I'm guaranteed I'm winning a series. I'm going into the second round. If I have the Knicks win tonight, yeah, that's great. It gives me a better chance to win the series, but I could still lose the series. It doesn't guarantee me anything. I take the Knicks win, and I pass on the Islanders win. I got to go into Pittsburgh, a game 7. I could lose that. I could end up losing both series.
Now, was any part of this, Rick, based on the idea of going to Pittsburgh in particular for a game 7 for this team?
Yeah, that was part of it. I mean, that goes into it. I mean, they won, and I would still like the chances going into a game 7. I mean, you're talking about a team that was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, but again, it's Sidney Crosby, it's Malkin. You got dominated in game 5. I mean, Sorokin stood on his head. So all of a sudden you're telling me Pittsburgh comes into the Collie tonight and wins and carries that momentum into Pittsburgh with a team that, you know, has, you know, guys that have won championships? Yeah, that would scare me a little bit.
So how do you think tonight's going to go? What are you looking for tonight? Not the Knicks,
the
Islanders, yeah.
I would like to see the Islanders come out, and I think they will, because the Coliseum is going to be crazy. But I mean, it just, and Don knows this because he likes, you know, to talk down to me about my career and everything else. Oh, you know, everyone else is a better goalie than Rick was, which is fine. That's fine. I get it. Is that, I mean, a goalie lets in a goal like that in overtime with that kind of turnover, and all of a sudden, you know, you're down 3-2 going into a hostile environment. Like, get pucks early. He's going to be just, it's natural. Like, he's going to have the nerves. I'm sure he hasn't slept since that goal. So he's shaken, and I think it's the perfect opportunity to take advantage of that.
But what got lost in the turnover, Rick, which was egregious, was he got beat high glove side again on the game-winning goal. Now, I guess it's easier said than done, Rick, but if you're Jarry, what do you do about it when they obviously have exploited your weakness?
I don't know if there's anything you can do, Donnie. I mean, there's been times when you can tell he's cheating to that side. Because he knows, you know, guys coming in are thinking, okay, this is where we're going to beat him. I don't know what's going on in Pittsburgh either. I mean, you watch enough hockey. Same kind of stuff started happening with Matt Murray, too, in Pittsburgh. We had some trouble with his glove. I don't know if it's his positioning. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds. But, I mean, that's something I don't think he can fix overnight. So, obviously, that would be a place that I would continue to go because he clearly struggles with it.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Now, I know you listen to the show a lot, but I'm not sure if you were listening yesterday when I admitted that I watched the Met game and I didn't watch the Islander game. And Don said, in ripping me, he said, I thought you love Rick. Why wouldn't you watch the Islanders for Rick? And I said, I love Rick not because of what he once did for a living. I love him for the person that he is. So I think that shows how deep I care about you. I don't care what you did for a living.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, I don't know why that's such a... Such
they
a crazy
can't.
Thought.
They don't understand it. It's beyond their kin.
And I mean, I love baseball as much as you do too. I mean, I was watching both. I mean, I love both teams. Obviously, I'm going to watch the Islanders too. But I don't listen. What you, you know, what sport you choose to watch, you know, what kind of, you know, things you like to put on your hamburger or not put on your hamburger. What kind of foods you don't like. That, Michael, none of that stuff means anything to me. It, maybe it's the fact that they're jealous of, you know, intellectually where we're at. I mean, you know, we're Fordham, me, Harvard guy. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
That's a lot to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't get it. You know, but you can't understand this kind of relationship. Most people can't.
It's deep. So it's on a different level is what I think.
Well, I guess it's because of the pandemic, but when it's at this level, consummated already, for God's sake.
See? That's where he always brings it.
I agree.
Always brings it there.
I mean, what are you doing?
Sick, yeah, is that
you,
why?
You're only hurting yourself.
I mean, if there's this much tension already, for God's sake.
Why deprive yourself of the pleasure? Now,
because we're both married, that's why. What's wrong with you, man?
Sure, oh, that, so that is the only thing holding you back.
Well, wow. I mean, I can't speak for Rick, but I happen to be a heterosexual, and I don't think of Rick that way. Only Don spins it into that.
I will say, though, Michael, seeing you in that large Nick T-shirt, I don't know what has me thinking.
See,
you're only human, Rick. You're only human.
I can only fight the feeling for so long.
Yeah, yeah. There's a song about that. So, do you think the Knicks will win tonight?
Yeah, I think the Knicks will win tonight. They have to. I mean, you're talking about a, you know, last possession game. Trae Young hits the floater, but I mean, it's there were so many different plays. I mean, that Bogdanovich three that goes off RJ in the corner that tied it up, and Julius Randle did not have a really good game. And they just put too much on it. He'll be more accustomed, more used to having, you know, 15,000 screaming his name and everything else. I think they win tonight.
And I also love the way you spun it and just you reveal Rothenberg to be the fraud that he is. You just threw the Giants on him. He said, "Well, that's different." Because his world is more important than everybody else's.
Oh, yeah. And then he goes, "Oh, I'm a bigger Giants fan than you are an Islanders fan." Oh. I mean, I was like, I played on the team.
He thinks he played on the Giants. He's actually said on the air that John Mara will go to his funeral. I said, he won't even acknowledge your death.
But I am going
to go to your funeral.
But I am going to give you a hot take here.
What's that?
Dave is a bigger fan of the Giants than Rick is the Islanders.
How could you say that?
Because... if Rick is not a loser or a psychopath, the Islanders wouldn't get in the way of him living his life. Rick, do you leave your family when the Islanders lose?
No.
Sam?
Good point. Now you make an excellent point. You might be right.
So
yeah,
he loves
right.
the team.
That is...
he played for the team, but he's not a complete sociopath lunatic. So Dave wins that one.
Well, hey, Rick, Michael's free tonight.
What do you mean?
The Yankee game has been postponed.
No, what?
Yankees game has been postponed due to a forecast of inclement weather. It will be made
the
up as the first
right
game
now.
Of a single admission doubleheader beginning at 4:30 p.m. tomorrow. That's from Eric Boland.
Oh, my Ooh. Goodness.
I'm going to have to change my plans then.
Well, now I'm going to watch the Knicks and the Islanders. Although I don't have the two TVs like you, Rick, because I don't have that kind of money.
Oh, stop. Will you please stop it?
No, because I got to run into different rooms. I don't have them on the same wall like you do.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is you got too many rooms is the problem. I've been to that estate. You got too many rooms.
Estate. All right, Rick. I know you got to be on the air in 12 hours, so you got to get to bed. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
That is Rick DiPietro. It's Rick and Dave and Chris every 5 to 8 in the morning. It's a great show. Listen to it. DCR coming back. We'll try to figure out why the Yankees postponed this game because it's beautiful right now in the Bronx. And I'm sure we'll find out about Kluber as well. So a doubleheader tomorrow. It's Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg and Juhon. Yes, in 98.7 ESPN.